The Wimbledon tennis tournament continues today with defending champion and number one seed Pete Sampras facing Britain's Barry Cowan. For the women, fourth seeded Jennifer Capriati is in action. Already this year, Capriati has won the Australian and French Open. A victory at Wimbledon would give her a chance to become only the fourth woman to win all four Grand Slams in a single year. Commentator Frank DeFord says Capriati's success is particularly remarkable because of the obstacles she faced during her comeback.
Nothing touches our hearts more in sport than the star who returns to glory after a serious injury or illness. But to take nothing away from brave stalwarts like Lance Armstrong or Mario Lemieux, what Jennifer Capriati has accomplished seems even more stirring. Everybody, after all, cheers on the player who has to overcome some physical disability. He gets the hero's rush. For goodness sakes, nobody anywhere ever roots against cancer survivors or against any of the poor devils whose careers seem ended early by Achilles heels or rotator cuffs. But while such athletes are the victims of sad fate, Capriati and her ilk are looked upon differently. They were blessed by great physical talent, and then they botched it themselves in some fashion. They're not figures we look at sympathetically because they were responsible for their own troubles. And no question, Capriati made her own bed. A pro at 13, overnight sensation, championships and endorsements, and suddenly it all turned sour. Who really but she quite knows why? Too much too soon, family problems, weight problems, emotional problems, ugly new friends, drugs, even shoplifting. What wasn't sad was sordid, and we wrote her off as another teen disaster. It took a long time for her to fight her way back. As recently as 1998, she ended the year out of the top 100. But here's the tough part. When Capriati finally did start to put herself back together and win some matches, she was invariably grilled about her past. Every press conference was more like an intervention than an interview. It did not help that, by tradition, tennis is a very personal sport. After a golf round, the pro is asked about club selection. After a tennis match, the player is asked about life choice. The questions for Capriati were often hard and sometimes even cynical. More than once, she broke down and cried. And each new victory only came with more reminders of the past. How many times does a kid have to explain herself? But who would know that Capriati wasn't finished restoring herself? Who would know that within the year she would come all the way back, win not one but two Grand Slam championships? To be sure, her chances at Wimbledon are difficult. Even if grass is a good surface for Capriati, going to grass from 2 weeks on the French clay is a difficult assignment. But who'd bet against destiny now? After she won the French, Capriati and some friends went out to dinner, a large party that included Sean Connery and Maurice Greene, the 100-meter sprint champion who had presented her with the championship trophy. What happened after dinner? Someone asked Greene. Well, I went back to the hotel and went to sleep, and Jennifer went to party, he replied. She deserved it, didn't she? Yes, she did. And finally, there were no questions either.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.